Good morning. You are listening to Cohen Meander. I'm Jason Nemro, and it's a beautiful morning. It is the 2nd of January, 2025. And I'm going to have to get used to that year going forward. Gave a talk recently at church and don't know anything about my talks. I prepare a lot of material and I typically only get to give a small portion of it. And everybody says, well, what happens to the other things that you prepared? And you go, well, I've often pondered that I should do subsequent talks on stuff that I've prepared previously. But, I don't tend to get around to it. Each individual opportunity invites, different thoughts. And so, the only opportunities I have to really talk about some of the concepts that I was going to speak of but didn't have time to do is to do it in this kind of setting, to make a recording about it. So, what I want to present is a talk about standards. And this really, I think, speaks to, what you want to really get out of life and frankly the afterlife. You set standards for yourself. Christ makes it easier by giving us his own standard. And people go, well, I don't like standards, but his standards, because they're just too high. I can't meet them very often at all. And you go, people sometimes interchange the idea of this with like goals or is what's appropriate right now, New Year's resolutions. You know, you try something, you fail, and so you just kind of fall back on old habits or you try to make small little incremental improvements, which is always an excellent thing to do. Small movements in the right direction toward where you want to end up is typically how we get to a destination, accomplish something. Anyway, standards, I think, have more to do with that destination than anything else. And that's why we put them there. It's like when I used to talk to, I wouldn't talk to anybody. You would hear from, evangelical Christians, stuff like that. And they would talk about how they are a sinner. And almost the kind of bizarre, almost pride they have in being a sinner and kind of surrendering themselves to Jesus Christ, who will grant mercy and overcome, and basically make that sin not count. Too many people, instead of setting a standard for behavior, just kill themselves to qualify for an exemption. I don't have to do better. You know, if I If I give my soul to Jesus Christ, which is an interesting concept, mostly just a platitude, something that you might say, if you don't become that better person, luckily a lot of people still do. And you know what? That's whatever Jedi mind trick or whatever attitude tends to change your behavior toward righteousness, I think works. And that's not a problem. But it's always toward service to a standard. I need to meet some different standard. Even though in life you may falter horribly, the point is the standard's still there. It's still, you still feel guilty when you don't do the right things, when you fall, when you succumb to temptation. All too often, when people don't set that standard, if they establish some other standard for themselves, they don't feel that desire to do better. You can call it guilt. A lot of people think that guilt is the most horrible thing on the face of the earth. I disagree wholeheartedly. Guilt is a wonderful thing. You know, people say, well, I was so stressed out and I was so anxious and I was so depressed because I just set too high of a standard. And when I lowered my standards, you know, oh, well, then, you know, you're fine because you convinced yourself on some level, which is bizarre because you can't really do that. You convince yourself that you don't have to feel guilty or anxious or less than anymore. You know? And a lot of people have translated that into, and Jesus takes upon himself your sins. You don't have to change. You just know that Christ says, don't worry, I'll pay for it. And it's like, that wasn't the point. That's not the standard. When people say, well, I'm a sinner, probably my first response is, well, then stop sinning. And they give you this bizarre look. When you say, I'm a sinner, that is immediately supposed to make everybody said, oh, and you've taken Christ into your life. You've accepted him as your savior. And then it's supposed to stop there, you know. It's almost like some kind of weird virtue signal to other people to say, I'm a sinner. And you go, do your best to stop being a sinner. If you can identify that you're a sinner, you've obviously identified at least some of your sins. Work on them. Stop doing them. Come back from that. I was just listening to a recording about the feminization of academia. And you could describe that as an alteration of standards. Instead of the search for truth, which people now call a masculine trait, which I think is a little bizarre. I hope it's not primarily a masculine trait. They tend to be much, you know, a feminized institution, a feminized academy like universities and such. It's much more worried about some moral sense of justice. And that this is starting to invade not just how we grade people, not just how we evaluate them, but also how we conduct, for instance, scientific research. Instead of pursuing truth and not really paying much attention to how people will feel about this, how it may interfere with the social attitudes of the day. You know, truth trumps that. Well, in a feminized academy, it just starts being, how'd they say it? They said they had done these surveys. And when women tended to answer these questions, they tended to answer, it's complicated. It says, and then there was another group that said, if it's going to upset the apple cart, if it's going to put social justice in a bad light, then that should hold sway. You should do that research. We don't want to know those answers particularly. So, and it was really interesting, the whole thing about it's complicated. As soon as you say it's complicated, that means you are searching for some new standard you are looking for some how's a good way to say it? You are looking for some sort of an excuse not to have a higher standard. I worry so much that in so many realms, this has become such a movement in especially the West, that I'm sure that people wouldn't like me to use the concept of, you know, standards. Because one obviously is a lower standard than another. We don't require people, or we don't ask people to strive for something higher. We accept what they bring and set the standard there. You don't have to change. You don't have to grow. Where you are is perfectly sufficient for all needs. You know, we will give you degrees. We will give you honors. We will give you respect. That's something that's become such a bizarre thing. I hear from so many quarters how important it is to respect people for who they are. And you go, I think that's wrong. And most people older than I am who have not bought into this kind of thing, their take on respect is, you know, respect is something you have to earn from if nothing else, good behavior. You know, you have a reputation for being fair in business, and so therefore you are respected. This is something that has changed completely. They have recast respect as something that every single person deserves from others. If I say something, if anybody says something, you have to respect what they say. And you go, no. It says, I don't know you. For all I know, you are a liar. For all I know, you are deceptive or manipulative. It says, and I can't give you the kind of respect I give to trusted people because I don't know you. Or you haven't earned that kind of respect from me. You know, they go, oh, well, you've got to treat them decently. So that's different. That's called treating everybody decently. That's like the second commandment in the New Testament, which comprises the second half of the commandments, the Ten Commandments, where you just do what's, you know, you're just keeping basic standards and your, well, standards is a bad word to use, I'm sorry, in this case. You keep basic rules. You're mostly not out to screw somebody else. That is the bulk of the second commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Is to say, don't dig pits for your neighbor. Treat other people as you would want to be treated. Things like that. Says that's the essence of it. But that's not being so much respectable. Respectable is to have a reputation. And